King, Love and Pride. During that song, Avian and I were doing our respective things, and I said to her, "What are you looking at there?" She goes, "Oh, the Ballon d'Or.
Ballon d'Or is on tonight. Just looking up the finalists. Yeah. You know, Ronaldo, Messi, Ribery, three great footballers all in line for the Ballon d'Or. What were you looking up there during that game?"
The frocks and the Golden Globe last night.
There's something wrong here,
isn't there? On the lunchbox was Ian and Aveen. If they want to go and cede from the rest of the Republic, let them at it. I, for one, think we in Waterford...
Why are you speaking with a Cork accent?
Because it's infectious. Should stand by the Republic.
Right.
Thomas Francis Maher.
Yes.
In 1848.
Oh, yes.
He flew the tricolour from 33 the Mall.
Woo!
I'm proud to be Irish. I'm proud to be a member of this Republic. Let those Cork feckers go and do what they want to do, I say.
Ian Doctor for President.
WLRFM's Lunchbox with Ian and Aveen.
We got into a little bit of bother on the lunchbox while playing 30 Seconds with Siobhan McGrath from Dunhill. Chris Hadfield, it was his home while he was in space. Am I bad, Aveen? Yeah. Help me then, help me.
Okay, what is the... It's a space place up in space where they say...
Yeah, and I'm crap at doing this. It's a space place up in space, is it? Is it the International Space Station you're trying to say? Well done. I know they're terrible, aren't they? Christina Mulcahy says, the hubby did it a few years ago. He was spotting a woman across the road and he walked right into a pole.
Oh.
Private part high pole. Aha, serves him right. That's called instant karma, Christina. There we were, talking about the WIT Bird of the Day Facebook page.
Wouldn't have any problem being called a bird, but what I do have a problem with, you're being judged purely and utterly by a photograph.
Well, you're not, because it's obvious that you're intelligent already if you're in WIT.
That's very true, but everybody is.
Yeah.
What they're saying is that this person is different from everybody
else. Of all the fabulous, intelligent, wonderful women I know, these are the ones I find most physically attractive.
These aren't been put up here because they're intelligent, they've been put up here because they're hot.
You're making assumptions. You're making assumptions.
No, it says it. With it says, this page is dedicated to promote the hottest birds WIT has to offer, not the most intelligent.
There should be a disclaimer there going, we know they're all already very intelligent, okay? Irish Female Rugby Player of the Year, Niamh Briggs from Abbeyside, joined us on the lunchbox at the launch of Haven Pharmacy Connolly's in Dungarvan. We asked her how it felt.
It's very surreal. I don't really think about it, to be honest with you. Obviously an amazing achievement and something that I'll definitely cherish forever. But yeah, no, it's great.
So is Johnny Sexton as hunky in the flesh as he is on TV?
He's definitely very nice. We had a good chat and stuff about how he was getting on in France and that.
Any chemistry?
I'm sure my boyfriend would be very happy to hear that question.
And his missus, like, yeah. But you look, you can ask the question. Anyway.
Donal Skean, what have you done to the women of this country?
I don't know. I think I blame the fringe.
Who comes onto you more? Is it teenage girls, yummy mummies, or cougars?
You don't have to answer that. He's just jealous because he can't grow a fringe.
No, I can't grow a fringe, but it's called a comb over at this stage.
I think it's time to cut the hair if you've got a comb over.
On the lunchbox, we were talking about the cutest things that kids say. The middle fella, Paddy, he's all excited about going to play school, and he went and he had a great day. Next morning, I woke him up and I said, Paddy, it's time to go to school. And he said to me, but I was there yesterday.
What would we do today? My niece, we gave her a present over Christmas and she said, I don't like it. My what?
That is just dirty.
35% or maybe more of the people who were surveyed said that they would pay extra to sit in a child-free zone in the plane.
Yeah, yeah.
So that, let's say, the back half of the plane or whatever, there's no children, there's no babies, there's no crying, there's no running up and down.
Now, I'm just wondering, right, could I pay to sit at the opposite end of the plane to my children?
Of course you could. It's called Ryanair.
Well, Neil Delamere has, I think, probably done the best of any Irish comedian in ingratiating himself into the hearts and the minds of us here in Waterford.
I like the words ingratiating himself. Not welcoming, not became more Irish than the Irish themselves. No, sucked up to the local populace.
Well, do you know what? We're calling it like it is,
yes,
buddy.
Yes, yes. I'll sell a ticket, my friend. It's the recession.
I was doing the 30 Seconds competition just a few moments ago. I asked, what's the biggest organ in your body? It's in your head, I said. She said, the brain. I said, yes, you're right. Apparently, I was wrong. Quizmaster Tom Ryan says the biggest organ is your liver, not the brain. Then Grawny was on by text and said the biggest organ in the body is the skin.
Dr. Sinead Wright joins me now on the line. Dr. Wright.
It is, in fact, the skin. I'm on one of my rare days off and I just had to ring in because I said, no, I have to correct that.
You could not stand over substandard broadcasting like that. Okay, the skin it is. Dr. Wright, thank you.
WLRFM's Lunchbox with Ian and Aveen.